Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, folks. October the 28th, getting our first cold front moving through here. Looking forward to same. Looks like an absolutely gorgeous day outside, and just stay safe out there as you're driving around. We have a great show lined up for you today. Dr. Jonathan Thorpe, relationship expert and the CEO of Quantum Connections. They conducted a study across 13 countries, I think it was, and a fairly large sample of ladies on either side of the political spectrum, mostly those taken extreme far left, far right, and what they think about their relationships relative to political ideology. You're going to be surprised to find that a lot of women say that they would rather be single than compromise their politics. And the question is, are we compromising the politics for the purposes of the relationship, or are we just understanding that different folks think different ways? We'll dig deep into this to find out where this, not this country, this whole world is headed, because this was an international study that was done. Diana Furchcott-Roth, Director, Center for Energy, Climate, and Environment, and then Herbert and Joyce Morgan, Fellow in Energy and Environmental Policy at the Heritage, joins us. Recently, there was a Washington Post article about a number of congressional members blaming electrical prices and increases on data centers. The article points out some interesting observations that may be other things to consider, and we'll talk about that. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer, we'll check in with him about the status of the Saints. The Saints are now 1-7, going down to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 23-3. And they go out to the West Coast this coming week to play the Rams. NOLA Coalition segment with John Fraboni, CEO of Operation Spark. And we'll talk about this New Orleans-based nonprofit and what they do and what they're offering in our city. And in New Orleans, an hour segment with Knox Ross, chairman of the Southern Rail Commission. And we'll talk about their efforts, and particularly the restoration of the passenger rail service along the Gulf Coast. I wanted to check in. You know, the budget hearings continue with the city of New Orleans. The stories, they're not getting any better. They're getting worse. Obviously, we have some council members that are attempting to throw Hail Mary passes out there. I get it. I'm not being critical. It's just an observation. They're grabbing at straws. They find themselves in a predicament that is just not fun. Cutback management is not fun. But the fact of the matter is this is when you find out who the leaders are and who they aren't. Right now, in fact, you're going to have a number of incoming new council members, three for sure. And, you know, we'll find out what their role is going to be as well. and whether or not they're going to be independent thinking as to how they intend to move forward. And then you have a new mayoral administration. And we'll know within the first 6 months whether or not collectively and collaboratively together they're willing to consume political capital, make the difficult decisions, make the cuts where necessary, gain a better understanding of what it is to have an actual long-term plan and stick to it, and not compromise the plan for purposes of their own individual politics as to what works in their best interest within their district, because the entity's interest outweighs the individual, and we'll never get out of this morass that we find ourselves in unless each and every one of them individually are willing to accept the principle that the entity's interest outweighs the individual. And it's the only way we're going to get to any fiscal health. I mean, what's really disappointing here, and just to expand on the magnitude of this culture that has been developed within the Cantrell administration, we have department heads coming before the council saying that they were fully prepared to ask for 10, 15, and 20% increases in their budget. Are you kidding me? That is emblematic of there being absolutely no conversations amongst the rank and file of this administration about the difficulties that they find themselves in financially. How in the world can any of these folks admit that they were actually coming in to ask for increases? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the CFO is saying, well, we've been sending out the warning signals. In fact, we got so good at this, we knew how to send out the signals using a fire with a blanket, like the American Indians used to do. That's how good we were at signaling to the council that, Houston, we have a problem. Well, obviously, they didn't communicate that to their agency and department heads. Because if they were communicating that to the council, do you think that maybe they might have communicated that to their agency and department heads first? To say, hey, start cutting, not just overtime, get your budget in line. We cannot overspend at all. In fact, every opportunity you have to bring forward a savings, you need to bring it and bring it fast and document it and bring it to the CFO and have the CFO sign off on that issue. That's what real CFOs and real chief administrative officers do. They don't wait. Math has no emotion. It will bite you in the derriere every single time if you let it run amok. So I bring this up because it's emblematic that they have been lying, because their own agency's heads were prepared to come into this budget hearing asking for increases. Now, I didn't get to watch yesterday's hearing. I will probably watch it this evening because I want to see exactly what was said. I'm relying on some reporting by Sophie Kasikoff and others, Cassie Sherm with WDSU and Sophie Kasikoff with NOLA.com. And they quote these individuals as saying this. Just want to make sure we get the context right, but I mean, there's no way it could be any other context. So they cannot say with a straight face to the council and or others that they were sending out warnings when they haven't communicated it to their own agency heads. Those are the ones that are going to make a difference. Those are the ones that have to implement the strategies. Those are the ones that the CFO and the CAO should be having multiple conversations a week when they find themselves in a crisis. Just as Joe Threat outlined, to his credit, he recognizes that if he doesn't communicate directly with these individuals, the message may get lost, may get garbled. There may be a misunderstanding. And it was clear to me that Joe Threat was sending the message, there is no misunderstanding, right? This is a financial crisis, and we have to deal with it. So let's make sure that our communications are intact. They're sound. They're purposeful. They're direct. Free of any emotion. And what I don't want to hear is anybody coming in saying, I feel. I don't want to hear I feel. We're looking at objective numbers. They have no emotion. We need to reverse it. And if we think that cutback management is going to be successful based on feelings, we're in real trouble. I mean, it's human nature. That's where you want to go to first, right? So for the most part, when you find yourselves in this predicament, and they have no one to blame themselves, the Cantrell administration, right? There are not winners and losers. They're only losers. Everybody's going to have to lose. All of them. So let's stop trying to figure out who the winners are going to be. There are no winners. They've got to all be losers. Everybody has to share and embrace this consequence that's been created by a lack of leadership, a CAO that wasn't minding the store, a CFO that wasn't communicating with others and probably did not have a full grasp of the fiscal crisis that they were headed to, because if they did, they would have been waving white flags and calling out the troops and everything else. And then to add insult to injury, the mayor, who obviously is incapable of reading a room, right? Now, I don't know if she's, you know, lost her eyesight or what is going on. She's going to release the nighttime economy plan, strategic plan. And says, third paragraph, the goal is not to chase lofty ambitions, but to stabilize the systems that keep our after dark economy running, including clear permitting. This has got to be a joke, right? This is something that you would expect to see on Saturday Night Live. In fact, they ought to do a skit on this. Including clear permitting, reliability coordination, safe environments, and sustainable support for the people and places that make nightlife thrive. What about the other 18 hours of the day? I mean, this is like crazy. I mean, you know, we're going to talk about stabilizing systems and permitting, clear permitting, really? Reliable coordination? Oh, my God. Safe environments? What is this, climate change stuff? With all the climate problem that you've done? And this is some of the stuff that they want to do. Now, we're in a serious crisis, right? Parking discounts for hospitality workers through partnerships with downtown operators. Now, you know what they leave out of here is that a lot of these parking lots are actually owned by the city. So we're going to take it in the shorts for those working the nightlife business. Nobody else. In fact, because nobody else really matters. You know, the nightlife is all that matters here. We're in crisis, and we're going to give discounted parking to nightlife. Tune-up grants. Grants for music venues to improve sound management and acoustics, paired with workforce training for engineers. You can't train your code enforcement people. Are you kidding me? You can't train your revenue collection system. You really got to be careful. I'm telling you, this is prime for Saturday Night Live. We're going to distribute test strips and educate people to help detect certain drugs and drinks. And we are going to do free Narcan and training provided to nightlife venues and staff through health agency partnerships. Do you see the counterintuitive messaging that's going on here? From rising costs and seasonal instability to outdated enforcement practices and a lack of coordinated support, many nighttime businesses, workers, and culture bearers are struggling to stay afloat. Have you looked at downtown New Orleans lately? It's not just about the nightlife. How about lunch? When you don't have the people in these office buildings, when you have massive street projects going on that are starting and they finish 18 months later, diverting traffic all over God's creation, when you talk about the infringement of business owners that are complaining and having to stop and close their businesses down, when you talk about code enforcement and occupational license taxes and other things where the notification process is antiquated and people are closing their door because of penalties and fees that are placed on top of this because they didn't get appropriate notice. And we're going to release a report that only deals with the nighttime sector. So they promised in this report, hold on to your seats. We're going to ground this strategy in real-world conditions. Because we've been studying this, believe it or not, they actually say this, in this report for 3 years. 3 years they've been studying this to release this. They don't have two nickels to rub together to implement most of what's in here. I mean, is this the swan song of this administration? Why would you release this report? Why wouldn't you just hand it over to the transition committee and let them do with it what they see fit? You are done. Your days are over. This is a waste of time, a waste of money at this point in time. This is a joke. I mean, you can't make this any worse. You cannot make this any worse. Now, they spent a lot of time in here talking about the threats of gentrification. We should welcome it right now. I mean, we don't have enough property taxpayers. We need to improve real estate values. Do they not get the big picture, the macro picture? We are so hell-bent on the preservation of a culture bearer that we can't see the forest for the trees. I mean, I'm not being critical of culture bearers, but give me a break. How in God's creation are we going to pull ourselves out of this economic predicament that we find ourselves in if we don't figure out a way to generate new revenue? We don't need more social service programs right now. We can't afford it. We can't even afford the match for a grant. So how are we going to go about affording new programs like this, giving this away for nothing, giving that away for nothing, trying to align the NGOs with the city government, and meanwhile ask the state to give more? And the state's going through their own DOGE plan because we're not a wealthy state. And why would any other organization give you money when your house is in complete and total disarray and is nothing but disorder? Smart, fiscally minded people will focus on getting their house in order first. I think J.P. Morrell put it best the other day. It's about credibility. If you don't bring character and credibility to the table as to how you're going to address these things, and this mayor thinks that the release of this report was a good idea at this point in time. Look, I know you may have made promises to this nightlife economy. I love it as much as anybody. But this isn't the time. It's too late. You're done. You've lost purpose in your administration. If you really wanted to do this report any justice, you would have given it to the transition committee. Because you, Madam Mayor, nobody believes a word you say. You have no credibility. In fact, in 6 months, people are going to realize just how bad you left this organization. When everyone that you allegedly were advocating for the 8 years that you've been mayor, are going to realize that you sold them a pig in a poke, and now they will suffer for years to come, because we're not turning this problem around with two or three quick fixes. It's going to take a cultural shift. It's going to take a change in the way that we approach funding and financing programs. It's going to require hard prioritization to take place. And in a lot of cases, we're going to feel like we're approaching this without empathy and without sympathy. And the truth be told, in cutback management, that's what happens. That's why you try to avoid it at all costs. That's why when things begin to slip and they slide, it's a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there and a little bit here, so that you don't have these catastrophic implications to programs that are actually in place. But again, that requires a fiscal strategy, one that makes sense, one that you adhere to, one that you rarely deviate from unless there's an emergency or a crisis. It's like captaining a ship. You follow the plan unless there's an impediment to your plan, weather or whatever, and you alter your course. For the benefit of what? The entity, the ship, the people on the ship, the safety and security of our citizens, of our taxpayers. It's the only time you deviate. You don't allow individuals within the administration and or individuals on the council to fund and finance their pet projects. Unless it's clear that we have money. So it's going to be interesting what the new council will do. All council pet projects, quite frankly, should be eliminated. There should be no pet nothing. Zippo. We'll see whether or not we're committed to this. Because that's the first place that we should sacrifice. And I know I've got a lot of friends on the council. Maybe they won't be my friends anymore. I don't know. But I've been in this position during the 08 financial crisis. A lot of uncertainty. We went about cutting the budget. We went about eliminating folks by attrition. We went about reorganizing an organization. More horizontal than vertical. It was a 2-year process. Actually, I had a CFO that was on it. I had CAOs that were on it. I had people that got it. We met all the time. We monitored overtime. Because it'll kill you. I mean, look, at some point in time, we have to ask these agency heads, and I got to end with this. What is your mindset relative to overtime? You are not the center of the universe. You're part of a bigger organization. You can't just let it run amok. I mean, when we look at NOPD, we got to ask the chief, how did this get away from y'all? There was no guidance. There was no ceiling. You could do what you want, when you want, how you want, no matter what the financial implications are. I've sat on the boards of many organizations and have run one. I have never, ever seen a mindset like that that would allow that to happen. Ever. When you think about that and you start, and I've asked a lot of people in business if they've ever been around an organization that allowed this to happen, I've yet to have one say yes, which is telling. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Knox Ross, who is the chairman of the Southern Rail Commission. Knox, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Knox, if you would you describe the Southern Rail Commission and exactly who you guys are and what you do?
Well, we're a three-state compact between Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama. We were formed back in 1982. We were a creature of the United States Congress, so we were formed by Congress. It's a multi-state compact that we work on passenger and freight rail issues. All of us are appointed by our respective governors, and we're all volunteers. But our main focus in the last 10, 15 years has been establishing this service between Mobile and New Orleans.
And obviously, y'all have been able to successfully execute SAME, and it was launched in August of this year. Tell us about what the experience has been thus far.
It's been terrific. I think it's exceeded what anybody thought. We thought that, we, being Southern Rail Commission, believed that the service would be successful. But I think not as successful as it has been. It's over double the projection that was put together by Amtrak. And people, the customer service ratings are some of the highest that Amtrak has. When we see online, the social media reaction to it is just terrific. And, it's bringing about 400 people a day on average in and out of the CBD of New Orleans, which is a very welcome thing.
So already over, 19,000 guests with some data that
we've
provided
passed,
here.
We've passed 30,000 probably last weekend, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That is really great.
It is.
Go ahead, Knox. I'm sorry.
No, so on top of that, last week was the highest weekly total of passengers we've had thus far. A lot of that was driven by cruising the coast over on the Mississippi coast because it made it so easy to get between the events and not having to drive on Highway 90 that was pretty congested because of that. It's just been terrific. It just keeps growing.
Well, you know, when you have that additional option like that, I mean, and I totally forgot about cruising the coast. I have some friends that camp along the beach there.
Yeah.
Every year, and they tell me this thing is growing exponentially and the traffic is rough. I mean, it's hard to get from point A to point B. And it's funny, I didn't think about the rail opportunity at the time during the course of that conversation, which would be huge, you know, and obviously it turned out to be.
Yes. I mean, it's turning into a integral part of the transportation options on the Gulf Coast. And that's what we want it to do is, you know, whether it's Saints games or cruising the coast or Mardi Gras or Christmas celebrations or whatever, it's really becoming an integral part of the transportation options on the coast.
And I guess, you know, in today's world with Uber and Lyft and a whole bunch of other options, it's easy to get from like downtown Mobile if you want to go down to Point Clear or you know, that area of Alabama. I've talked to folks that have done this and they said it was like cakewalk. No problem at all.
Yeah.
I mean, within minutes of getting off the train, you got your luggage, you're in your Uber and you're headed to your hotel.
That's right. It's the interesting thing I think that we've seen is that Mobile and Bay St. Louis, you've got golf cart taxis now. You got mob rides in Mobile and the downtown dash from Bay St. Louis. You just call them; they'll pick you up. The train station, take you where you want to go. I noticed this past week, the Pascagoula, they've got some folks there that have now put together a golf cart rental operation. Call them. They'll be waiting for you when you get there. There's so many things that begin to spin off of this to get around. It's making it easier and easier to do.
And as we all know, I mean, the stretch of I-10 across the Gulf Coast, it's starting to remind me like when I used to travel to Houston quite a bit. There was always major portions of the interstate under construction, and it seemed like it was in 10-year increments as opposed to 2-year increments.
That's right. And the feedback we get, social media, people talking, you know, to people on the train, is that I'm never going to ride I-10 again. This is the best way to get to wherever I want to go. It's the best way to go to New Orleans if I want to go. That we're seeing that, and what the onboard service crews are saying, they're seeing repeat customers. They're seeing business people that say, I've got, you know, business to do in the CBD in New Orleans or in New Orleans somewhere because it's so easy to get around. And they just ride the train over instead of driving. And that's the whole goal. But you got groups. We have tremendous numbers of groups. I've got a travel agent in Ocean Springs that's putting together day trips. You know, 8, 10, 12 people, they go over and enjoy lunch at Commander's and enjoy the sights and go home. And it's sort of the best of both worlds.
Well, when you think about all the pressure it takes off of you, right? I mean, especially
yeah.
if, like, you're coming to the city of New Orleans, you hop, again, a cab, Uber, Lyft, whatever, get into the French Quarter. You know, and if you're coming on a day trip, you could almost walk there, depending
right.
on the weather. But, you know, and you're there within minutes. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's not a long distance. Same thing with Saints games, Pelicans games. It might get a little better if they start winning a little more. But, you know, it's
been great for that.
Yeah.
Even
so
with the loop,
I've got a text here. It says, if you buy a round-trip ticket, New Orleans to Mobile and back, do you have to come back the same day, or can you stay in Mobile overnight and just jump on the train the following day, or is there a special multi-day ticket that is provided?
No, it's very much you can go on the app, the Amtrak or Amtrak.com or 1-800-USA-RAIL, and it's just like buying a plane ticket. You'd say, I want a one-way or a round trip, and you just tell them when you want to come back.
Okay.
And there are a lot of people doing that. So you go to Mobile. The neat thing is the station is right by the convention center for people familiar with Mobile. It's right downtown. And so right across the street, about a block, is the Battle House Hotel. There are other hotels that are just terrific places. Mobile has sort of a mini French Quarter. It has really, over the last 10 years or so, made itself very attractive, especially to someone who's riding in on the train. It's a lot to do.
But so another texter,
tonight, or however you want to do.
Another texter asked, why Pascagoula and not Ocean Springs?
Well, we went with the historic stops that were the Sunset, which is Pascagoula, Biloxi, Gulfport, Bay St. Louis. They already had the infrastructure for the most part there. That's a great question because Ocean Springs is so attractive. And a couple of things there is that we've worked with the Ocean Springs Chamber, who is a terrific organization, and putting together ways to get to Ocean Springs easily through Coast Transit. Coast Transit has, you can go on their website, they can tell you how to do it. And then an Uber is just across the bridge. And we're looking into maybe some special event stops as the service matures, so that maybe we could do a long weekend Peter Anderson stop, things like that. That's some things we have to work on as the service matures.
Because there's a number of kind of festivals that take place in Ocean Springs. I know they have a really huge art festival that a lot of people
go to.
It seems to be a really up-and-coming tourist destination. It's been that way for 10 years. Of course, the pandemic kind of was a significant disruption to a lot of growth for a lot of different regions, but it seems to be back on track. And I did want to cover, before we have to break, about a current offering by Amtrak that's going on right now called the 333 promotion. Tell us about that.
Well, you can make three rides and you'll get triple points. So what you have to do within the first 3 months of the service. So what you have to do is you go to Amtrak.com, you sign up for their frequent rider program, which is just like an airline frequent flyer program, and you get points for each ride. And so if you complete three rides on the train within the time period, which is probably getting close to running out, you get triple points from Amtrak, which you can trade for all free tickets.
Right. And that promotion expires on November 18th. So you have just a little less than a month left on that. Adult coach fare started $15 each way, and travelers can book their trip at Amtrak.com/ Mardi Gras. I guess it's called the Mardi Gras service, right?
And that's right.
And check out more there. Final thoughts?
Well, the $15 fare is the lowest. It's just like an airline. If the train starts to fill up, the fare is going to go up. So if you have a special event, or you can plan ahead, you need to go ahead and book it to get the lower fares. And also, Amtrak offers group fares. You can call 1-800-USA-RAIL and get those, where if you've got four or five people, six people, they'll offer you a discounted fare. But the key to getting a lower fare is early booking.
Yep. Well, congratulations on the success of this. Those are huge numbers, and it's really exciting to hear that people are taking advantage of it. When you think of the inconvenience of driving along that corridor and never knowing if you're going to get caught up in traffic or this or an accident or otherwise or bad weather to boot, none of that seems to matter to rail. So
it no.
seems... Seems like it's a much better way to travel. Knox Ross with the Southern Rail Commission, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it, and have a great week.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to be talking about a number of topics coming up later in the show. Dr. Jonathan Thorpe is going to join us, relationship expert and the CEO of Quantum Connections. Interesting study where they looked at and surveyed a number of folks around the world. There were actually 13,257 heterosexual single women from 144 countries. And they analyzed relationships between political orientation and long-term partner preferences. And it's interesting, the outcome of this study, and we'll talk about that and why and what are the characteristics that women are looking for in men and whether or not they even take that to consideration any longer if you're not aligned politically. Very interesting. Diana Furchgott-Roth joins us in the noon hour, and we're going to be talking about electric prices. A number of members of Congress seem to be on this trek that they're blaming data centers for this. It seems that in a Washington Post article that they looked a little deeper to see if there were any other conditions that were causing it, and we'll talk about that with Diana Furchgott Roth, and we'll visit with Jeff Nowak as well. And when we return, we'll visit with the CEO of Operation Spark, John Fraboni, when we return out of the top of the hour news break. So stay with us. We will be right back. This is Newell on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.